When it comes to political fundraising, nothing brings in the money like adversity. So the first year of Donald Trump's presidency was very good for the nonprofit Act Blue. It makes a fundraising platform that has become the go-to for Democratic candidates and causes. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Act Blue has been around since 2004. It's played a role in some of the Democrats' big fundraising successes, some of them fueled by a candidate's personality or message, or now, increasingly, stoked by anger or fear. One early example, this outburst during President Barack Obama's speech to Congress in September 2009.
The reforms I'm proposing would not apply to those who are here illegally.
The shouter was Joe Wilson, a Republican congressman from South Carolina. A flood of small-dollar contributions flowed to his Democratic rival, Rob Miller, much of it through Act Blue. Miller's cash on hand went from $49,000 before the speech to $1.7 million a few weeks afterwards, although he still didn't win. Now, with President Trump in office, many Act Blue clients are tapping the anti-Trump movement. This is from the Democratic Attorneys General Association.
If you are worried about the Trump administration and what they might be doing in terms of civil rights, immigration, you pick the issue.
So many people are afraid today, wondering what's going to happen to their rights. Wondering...
Here, recovering from a cold, is Act Blue Executive Director Aaron Hill.
You're having people who are excited about campaigns, and you're also seeing folks wanting to have a reaction to what's going on right now in the White House.
Act Blue is basically a digital conduit for online contributions, sort of like GoFundMe. Almost 4.5 million donors have their credit card information on file with Act Blue so they can give more quickly. That's one measure of Act Blue's role in the anti-Trump resistance. Another is its record fundraising last year.
So we just closed 2017, and in 2017, folks used our tools to raise $522 million.
Act Blue's best year ever, and one-third more money than President Trump's campaign committee raised for the 2016 election. George Washington University's David Karp explains what Act Blue is not. He's a professor of media and public affairs.
Act Blue isn't like Emily's List or a Move On or a Democracy for America.
The difference? These other groups choose the candidates they help. Act Blue simply offers a service, free, to any Democrat who wants it. It runs mainly on small transaction fees for all those contributions.
So we have a lot of other fundraising sites on the Democratic side, but not a lot of other sites that are trying to do what Act Blue does, because Act Blue is already the largest and is already doing it well.
This business model works because Act Blue is a political committee, which means it's tax exempt. So far, no one else, liberal or conservative, has matched Act Blue's business model or its impact. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.